Well, there's a huge amount, but that's what the retreat is about. And I would end up, you know, spilling the entire retreat if we go into that. But indeed, this is a moment when we all have to rise to the occasion. Those of us who want to be able to serve and not just be victims or, you know, bystanders who are crushed by these events, but we want to actually be able to be victorious over what seem to be very adverse circumstances and reach our true immortal nature so that the continuity of consciousness is not cut at the moment of the destruction, and we are able to serve as agents of the new creation as well, and to populate the world that will be coming into being in the next phase of the cycle of time. But it is a different kind of heroism, a spiritual heroism, not the kind that does martial combat on the physical level. But the fearlessness of remaining totally vulnerable and open and in a state of divine love, completely free of anger, completely free of aggression, completely free of the desire for vengeance or retaliation or for any kind of egocentric sense of right or of power to dominate. All of that has to be released so that the purity of divine consciousness fills the heart and enables us to live in a state where we can be givers of peace and of healing shakti, energy that is not tainted or contaminated by anxiety. And to do that, we have to have reached that stage of self-liberation from the egoic nature into the purity, at least of the soul level of consciousness. And that requires a very heroic effort to break through the ego's system of demands and of loyalties to the attachments it has created on the phenomenal plane. And all of that has to be cut. So that does take a kind of heroism that is much more subtle than the kind that'll just, you know, go out and fight and kill and die. But to kill one's own ego and die to the limited self so that the unlimited can be realized, that's the kind of heroism that's now required. Okay, thank you for the question.